Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Today, Lord willing, we're going to get to the remedy that the Apostle John states is his solution for this abusive man by the name of Diotrephes, who is using unauthorized authority, which he has usurped unto himself, to become a dictatorial boss in a local church somewhere in Asia Minor. There's no indication in the third epistle of John that Diotrephes was a pastor, that is, an elder, or that he was a deacon. So it's possible that he was either of those, but not that is certainly not mentioned. But it just simply seems to indicate that he was a wealthy layman who possibly, and this is only hypothetical, housed the church in his mansion and used that exercise, that authority, to intrude himself into the affairs of the church in an improper way. Diotrephes, he is the stereotypical church boss kind of guy, and we need to understand what these kinds of people are like, but even more importantly, we need to know how they are to be dealt with. And that's where we're going today in 3 John when we get to verse 10. So I thank you for joining me on this Friday, August 2. And I'm very grateful for those radio listeners whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on this station. Now, what are the characteristics of Diotrephes? And let me read the verses first. 3 John, verse 9, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words. And, not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. So what are the specific infractions of this man Diotrephes? Number one, he rejects apostolic authority, does not receive us, the Apostle John, and other apostles. Number two, he slanders John, prating against us with malicious words. Number three, he refuses to provide hospitality. He does not receive the brethren. Number four, he forces compliance with his decision upon everybody else in the church. He forbids those who wish to, that is, who wish to receive the brethren and provide hospitality, help, encouragement, and support for them. And number five, he exercises unilateral excommunication. He puts them out of the church. Those who try to receive the brethren that John has asked them to receive, John has authorized them, recommended them, has vouched for their authenticity and asked the church to help them. There are obedient, humble, godly believers who want to do exactly that. Diotrephes says, no, we must not do that. You cannot do that. And if you do, I will put you out of the church. I read somewhere that A.T. Robertson wrote an article in a Baptist denominational magazine. This would have to be probably 100 years ago now. He wrote a magazine in a church article about Diotrephes, an exposition, basically, of these verses that we're looking at just now in 3 John, And that Baptist denominational magazine received letters from 21 Baptist deacons who canceled their subscription. They thought A.T. Robertson was attacking them. That's what I'm talking about. That's why this passage is not only relevant to John in the first century, but is also relevant to us in the 21st century. Now, what is the stated remedy? Two things that John will do. He will, number one, exert biblical authority, and number two, employ biblical correction. What do I mean by that? Verse 10, therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds. That's all it said. If I come, and a better translation would be, when I come, John, the aged apostle, the venerable elder, the honorable leader of the churches in the area of Asia Minor, says, I will come and deal with this situation. I'm quite confident that John, as a godly man, was willing and able to ignore personal insult, but he was not willing to ignore church-threatening behavior, behavior that brings damage to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle John knows that he possesses superior authority, whether Diotrephes is willing to acknowledge that or not. And what is probably even more important in this particular situation, the church knows that John has superior authority. Diotrephes may act like John has no authority over him. Diotrephes may refuse to receive John and the other apostles. Diotrephes may act like a tin dictator, telling everybody else what to do and threatening excommunication to those who do not comply. Diotrephes may say that John is not welcome here and we will not pay any attention to his authority, but John does possess superior authority given to him by none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who called and commissioned John as an apostle and gave him authority in the founding of the churches of Christ in that early time. And John, therefore, had every confidence that he was qualified to take remedial action against Diotrephes and was required to do so because it was his responsibility, and because the church also recognized John's God-given authority, he will exercise his authority for the good of the church. And so the stated remedy, number one, is to exert biblical authority. Now, that may take different forms in different settings, in different churches, in different confrontations, different difficult situations that arise in churches, but the answer is always the same. You don't, as some people put it, fight fire with fire. You don't grovel in the dirt on the same level as those who are misusing authority that does not belong to them. The remedy is to confront them with biblical authority, with the scriptures. Led in this confrontation by those who are God-appointed leaders in the church. The elders have the responsibility to take the lead in matters like this and to confront those who are doing harm, like Diotrephes was. So number one, exert biblical authority, and number two, employ biblical correction. What does that look like? Well, the only thing that is said here is, therefore, when I come, I will call to mind his deeds. I will call to mind his deeds, which sounds like John is saying, I'll remember what he did. I'll remember what he said. I'll remember his sinful actions. But what it is really saying is, I will call him out for his deeds. I will publicly expose him. I will publicly censure him. I will publicly list his misdeeds, his wrong conduct, the very five things that we listed earlier. I will call out his deeds, which he does. That is his dealings, his behavior. John is saying that he will publicly enumerate the transgressions of Diotrephes. He will stand before the church, the very church of which Diotrephes is a member, the very church that in which Diotrephes is abusing authority and acting like a petty dictator. John will stand before that church, publicly enumerate Diotrephes' transgressions, call him out very publicly, tell it to the church, is the way Jesus talks about this particular stage of church discipline in Matthew 18:17. If he will not hear you, tell it to the church. Public censure is what John is suggesting here, which is a very powerful tool. And that in itself will often be used of God to weaken evil influence and to bring about repentance. Now, John doesn't say what comes next, because all he does is simply say, I'm going to publicly censure him. I'm going to publicly call him out. I'm going to publicly tell to the church all of his transgressions, which in itself is a very powerful remedy. You say, well, are they going to excommunicate Diotrephes? Maybe so. John doesn't say that he's going to do that. John may assume that once he enumerates things to the church will take that action because that's their responsibility. Even though John is an apostle, this is the responsibility of the local church to deal with a disobedient member in this way. So when are we to respond to offenses that people commit? Well, when they are simply personal offenses, they insult us, but not necessarily Christ or the church or the truth or the gospel or the Bible. When it's a personal offense, Jesus tells us, turn the other cheek. In other words, ignore these things, no retaliation. But when the offense is against Christ and his church, then a response is necessary for the preservation of the church, for the protection of the sheep. A response is necessary to be obedient to biblical instructions. So how, therefore, are we to exercise Christ-honoring authority? This whole idea of authority is not only very unwelcome to many people in our day, but is difficult for people, even godly leaders, to exercise in our day for a number of reasons. But we need to learn to do it. We also need to learn how to do it. May God help us to exercise biblical authority in humility, love, grace, quiet strength, always submitted to God-ordained authority, which is the key. Elders must appeal to Scripture and to their fellow elders and to the congregation. Scripture is the highest authority, and that's what rules the church, but it takes leaders to call the church to obey, to point out what the Scripture says in particular cases and to obey what the Scriptures require. And so, if you are a businessman, please understand that even if you own the business, there is a higher authority, namely Christ, who rules through his Scriptures. And likewise for husbands, and likewise for parents, and likewise for pastors, and likewise for politicians, we must all recognize that there is a higher authority than the one that has been given to us. May God help us to act accordingly. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.